You know, I think this is obviously like a really hard place to play. The environment is really tough. I think they had a really great fan base today, which made it a little bit tougher. But I thought we had good moments. I thought there were some lapses, like the end of the first half, that last 2 minute stretch to put us down 6 at half, you know, things like that. But, you know, again, this is a game we need to take some things away. And then we have seven left to try to get better and get some wins, you know, as we go into playoffs.
Coach, Holy Cross, they started, I think, 7 of 9 from the field. Then you guys implemented, you know, that aggressive trapping defense. It seemed to slow them down a little bit. What did you see out of that, and what kind of, you know, prompted you to make that switch?
Well, we definitely started in it. We just didn't get many makes, so we couldn't get into the press. So that was going to be our ML the whole 40. I thought we had a lot of success last game with it, and then being aggressive on the ball screen coverage, which we did again today. But, you know, I think this is a team that they struggle against some pressure. So we want to try to take advantage of that. I thought they did a better job today against it. I thought, you know, like Callahan killed us. She killed us from the three. And some of it was in transition too, or from the pick and pop. But, you know, there were some defensive lapses where I think we could have covered better, you know, where we need to focus on those things in practice so it translates in the game.
You know, this first 6 minutes of the fourth quarter, obviously didn't score, and they kind of opened up the game there. Like, what do you think happened on offense in this kind of first 6 minutes?
Again, I think just, like, the nerves of playing in this place. Like, there's, like, bad juju here or something. Yeah. But I think it is a little bit of the nerves piece. And so I called the timeout. I said, you know, we talked about things that we needed to do better, being aggressive, attacking the rim, you know, those kind of things, because they were sagging off certain people, getting the ball inside, and I thought we executed better after that timeout.
Coach, it seemed like Holy Cross was really cluing in on Alex, face guarding her, really chasing her off actions. How did that disrupt your offense in any way, and I guess how did you guys work around that?
Yeah, I mean, it always makes it tough. I think when Alex is not scoring, it's going to be hard for us to win. I thought they did a good job, but they did that last game too. So, you know, just trying to continue to execute those things. She's going to face that every game, and she has. You know, so her trying to keep a level head, us understanding, like, what actions we want to put her in. We used her as a screener a lot too, which helped. I thought Inez had a great game. I thought Allison was really good. So I thought other people stepped up, but just not, you know, in the capacity that we needed, right?
Do you know, like, how you can possibly try to prevent these kind of, like, defense lapses from happening? Obviously, you know, the end of the first half was kind of killer, and that's been kind of a theme all year.
Yeah, I think just we got to practice better. Like, practice with a lock-in for the whole practice, you know? So we've talked a lot about how we practice, how we play. So, again, there's no other option right now but to continue to play hard and to try to keep getting better, try to get some wins and some momentum going into playoffs. That's our option right now. It's not throwing the towel, and I still believe in this team. You know, but we got to try to find a way to get some wins.
Have you seen the practices kind of progressing and improving in the past couple of weeks, or really just during conference play overall?
No, yeah, I definitely think so. And I think a lot of it's like individuals too. You know, in the first half of the year, we stopped practice player of the day, and it was Alex, like every time. And now it's been a lot of different people, which is nice to see that other people are competing.
Yeah.
But you saw it today, like, you know, Alex struggled, and they really took her out. And other people did step up in certain capacities. We just need more of it, right? We need more.
Coach, you mentioned kind of the juju here. Obviously, it's a very different team from last year. But was last year's championship game something that was discussed to kind of be a motivator going into this one?
I think it's just always innately a motivator, whether it was the championship or not. There's a long history with them, but it's also an in-state rival. You know, I think there's always going to be that, whether it's a team that has played them in the past or new players. I think they'll always have that, yeah.
How are they different and or similar?
You know, I think Kansas is doing a good job. I think it was like September for her to have to step up and kind of take over. She's kept a lot the same, to be honest.
Yeah.
There's not much different. You know, maybe the press break is a little different of what she runs, but otherwise it's all similar offense. But I do think, you know, they lost a lot, and I think she's doing a good job of keeping them motivated.
One more question.
I guess what makes them so tough overall?
I think they really lock into the game plan where they collapse the paint, and they really focus on your personnel. So, like, if you're not your shooting's not your forte, they're going to sag off of you and help into the post. They're going to, like, do those things defensively and really make you make reads out of collapses and different actions. So if you can't read that and you're forcing in, you're going to turn it over. You're not going to get great shots. So, you know, they tend, historically and even now, they're pretty good at that piece defensively.